Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste. And those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say it's nation time. You don't say that no more, because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show, where we will discuss the concept, history, and application of black people leaving the slavery, suffering, and death of our former slave masters to create our own societies based on freedom, justice, and equality. Our mission, and yours if you choose to assist us and join in, is to seriously discuss, debate, and vet the concept of separation and its various forms as a viable solution for black people in America, and to analyze historical and current separate societies, and to consider their models for implementation of our own. This week, we're having our separation Q&A panel discussion, where we are hoping that as many of our task force coordinators could call in and to discuss some of the issues of the day, as well as discuss some of the questions and some of the topics that we discussed last week, but we were not able to get to them. So I'm going to go ahead and open by mic. One of our panel members on now, in fact, the founder of the Time to Leave movement, Dr. Rijli Mumin. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Rijli.
Wa alaikum salam.
I didn't
want it not to be anybody on, even though I prefer for other people to talk first.
Yes, sir.
But if I'm here, I guess I'll start out.
Yes, sir.
First of all, did Sister Majida and them get back yet?
No, sir. They have not made it back yet. So that's why I'm glad
okay.
You called.
Okay. Yeah, they're on the way back. They went out to a little, had a little sisters, event or travel, whatever, you know, going together, doing some shopping up in Atlanta at the DeKalb Farmers Market. We're just saying, you know, you can do as a family, you know, you get together and you go out and have fun. It's like we did this past Sunday. Got a lot of great response from the pictures that I took. I'm a pretty good cameraman. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all don't believe that, but I am. And the people really liked the pictures and said it was like a peak of heaven. And I love the way, you know, I said, well, this is, can heaven be so simple? And your wife said, yeah, you don't, all you have to do is make it and then sit in it, you know, basically. Mm. So I thought that was very good because, you know, we're making this thing a little bit more complicated than it needs to be. And the reason that we're making it as complicated than it needs to be is that we are attached. You know, what the white man did over the last 40 to 50 years, he allowed us to participate in some of his social equality, allowed us to buy homes outside of our neighborhood. He allowed us to buy homes outside of our own neighborhoods. Before, we were restricted to the black neighborhoods under segregation. But then he allowed us to buy properties outside of our neighborhood. And now we're stuck, you know, running behind job situations where we can make more money than we're receiving in our own communities. This is what college education did, was to prepare us to be a vagabond, to go from place to place. And I know this to be true 100% from my perspective with a PhD. I saw the game and got out. I met a brother not too long ago who is at Albany State University now, and he has this PhD, I think in geography, and, you know, he was proud to name the different historical black colleges that he's worked for. But yet, he got tenure at none of them. Tenure is when you get permanent position, and you ain't got to travel no more, and can't nobody fire you either. But it's very difficult for black men in particular to get tenure. And so they keep moving us around. They tried to play that game with me, and I wouldn't go for it. I just got out of the system. But that's the game they play. And so you can't have no roots. And so when we say now let's separate, and we don't go where, because they don't know where to go, other than their present job situation. Okay, and so it's a simple idea, like Sister Majida said. You make your plans and you build your heaven, and then you sit yourself in it at once, right?
Yes,
now.
Sir.
But you can't do that if you are tied down to properties that are now you can't sell because they're overpriced, and but now they're underpriced, and so you put on the market, you're going to lose all that you put in it. And so people don't want to lose, so they just hold on to it until it sinks into a sinkhole or something. So it's the concept of let's all move together, and those who have like minds move together. It's a simple concept. Everybody's got tied down, so everybody wants, okay, let's build around me, you know, where I'm at right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some people said, but Doc, you're saying the same thing. I said, well, the thing is, I moved here. This is not my home. My home is North Carolina. I moved here because the minister redeemed part of the farm that the messenger bought. The messenger bought 4,500 acres. And we got 1,600 acres of that back. And so I moved here for that. So if I moved because the nation bought property here, I don't see the problem with other people moving, but I do understand the problem because I was not the first choice to become the manager. Another brother was chosen first, but he couldn't move because of family situation. All right? His wife didn't want to move because of her grandchildren, and he didn't want to lose his wife, so he didn't take the job. And this is what we have all across the nation. And this is why it's so important what you and your family did as the first ones to just say, you know, we're going to make a decision to move near the farm and help out. I asked you all to do it in particular, but you all wanted to do it, and you did. Now you are an example. The reason I say I didn't ask y'all to do it because I don't want people to say, well, Dr. Ridge, he's trying to get everybody to move to the farm. He's trying to get, no, I didn't try that. I was waiting patiently to see what we were going to do as a nation.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's some people who have already, they have made up their mind to do this. So now we're going to build on what those people did. So if they show that it can be done and they can be successfully doing it, become a roadmap for others. And I like the fact that you all actually develop a roadmap by the manual for relocation, how to go about doing it, step-by-step process. And so we're not saying everybody has to move to the farm. As a matter of fact, I put up two posts this past week on my Facebook page that are very interesting in terms of the responses. One of them was saying, you know, land is for sale in the Deep South, okay? And then another one said, for those who plan to stay in the city, could you please set up some grocery stores, some bakeries, and some restaurants in those cities so we can ship you some food?
Mm-hmm.
You got to have it. You got to do one or the other. Either you move to a community that you can control, as you all did, or you control the community that you live in. And if you are not providing food, you got no control. If you can't set up a grocery store, if you can't set up a restaurant, if you can't set up a bakery, then you ain't got no control. Your food is still controlled by your enemy. So, we're saying you got two choices. Either you move to a community that you can control, or you control the community that you live in. If you choose to stay in a community that you can't control, then you are a fool at this point in time, because America is falling and you are the sucker.
Dr. Ridgely?
The end of my rant.
We may have a little interruption because I seem to have made an error in setting up this show. And it may end in 60 seconds and have to start it up again.
Oh, okay.
So it may abruptly end. So what we're hoping is not. I'm trying to see if I can make the change. But
Is other people able to get on yet?
People are on, yes, but nobody's in the queue, but they're all on. We have listeners right now. We have 16 callers right now. We may get an interruption because of your program coordinator.
All right. Have other people to at least hit the one button to make sure that's working, okay?
Well, that's working, but the show is scheduled. It may end itself. I may have to start it up immediately. So listeners, if the show ends in the next 20 seconds, dial back in about 10 seconds, in about a minute, and I'll have it back up again.
Okay. All right. So, Will, know you got the countdown, brother?
Yes, sir.
Count it down. Let's see if we go past the countdown.
Okay. So, we're good. is running over. So we're going to, yeah, it looks like it went past the limit. So it looks like you're still on, Doc?
I'm still on.
Okay, I've got some people who pushed one, so I'm going to go ahead and bring them in.
All right.
Caller with the last four digits, 4677. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
My name is Dare, and I'm calling from Wilmington, Delaware. I'm registered with Mosque, Muhammad Mosque 35. I just got it on the line, and I didn't have any comments or questions, except for I love the time to leave, I'm thankful to be on the line with you guys tonight. Is everything going all right technically?
Yeah, we got it. It's going okay.
Other
now,
than
right?
the fact that I had a little oversight, but I hear you and you hear me, and that's the most important thing.
Okay.
Thank you very much, sister. And we have another caller in the line. Caller with the last four digits, 9882. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum, Mother Carlton. This is me, Sister Katina.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Katina.
I have just been pressing the one just to let you know I'm in the queue to join in this call. But that's about it. I'll let you take the other callers right now.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And we do have another one. Caller with the last four digits, 0446. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm Sister Carol Asadi Muhammad. I'm calling from New Jersey. I'm transferring from mosque number 24 to mosque number 25 in Newark. I wanted to ask Dr. Ridgely, how would he handle someone who might not be interested in moving down there, but say if we had a trailer that we could put down there and come during the time that you would need help to harvest or plant or whatever help that you and Sister Ann would need, would the farmland be available?
Well, yeah,
Yes.
Would, yes, because
on the outskirts, maybe, sir.
No, well, okay, we can actually put that on the farm because that's not a permanent structure, and you know, it's not a situation where it would encumber ownership of the property. It'd just be a housing, a trailer. And we already have one. As a matter of fact, it's a camper. Okay, and that's what we have. And we use for the apprentice this summer. So yes, that's definitely an option. You put up a nice, you know, one of those big campers, like the hundreds, about down here. Then people can come and they'll sleep four. You know, people can come on a short term basis and that'd be a great idea.
Okay, now I want to ask you something about, there is something called a dry something for toilets, but what about water for toilet.
Yeah, it's a composting toilet. Yeah, we're looking into that.
Composting, what about, I heard the terminology, gray water for washing dishes or what have you.
Yeah,
but would
gray
the
water.
Farmland, do you already have water that could be connected to that trailer camper?
Yeah, we set it up. The hardest part is electricity, being close enough to run a line, which we did. The water, we put a 1,000-gallon tank that's on water, we'll hook a pump to it, and that's the water. Then the gray water just goes on the ground, and then we rent it. A port-a-john. Okay.
Oh, okay.
We rented a port-a-john by the month, and so you know that port-a-john could serve you know more than one camper. And then
okay,
you can take your showers.
Sorry.
I said, did you?
I'm sorry.
You still take your showers and you're cooking and everything and you're washing dishes in
mm-hmm.
the camper, but when the toilet, you use the porta john. We are looking into getting some composting toilets and refurbish the campers with those type of toilets, but we haven't done it yet. We're working on that.
Okay, what would you say if we already had the trailer? What kind of costs are we looking for the utilities such as what you just discussed?
Well,
what would that cost?
It's not going to. If we put the trailer within a certain distance of our present electrical system, it would be no problem because, again, we got portable water tanks. Okay, that can be run with electricity. Just the key is electricity. Now, the other option, of course, solar powered for electricity, solar power. And that would solve that problem. So, you know, that's something that we can look into, or you can look into it. But that would be the greatest expense is to have a solar panel for power. But from where we are presently can put the trailer, we can run electricity to it. Okay, from our present boxes.
Tell me this. Now, what are those key times that you would need people down there for helping you?
The key times are in May for fighting weeds.
Okay.
All right. Then from May into June and July for picking the watermelon and the other vegetables. Those are the main days from May through July. May, June, July, 3 months. If we can have people coming in, you know, for a week or two at a time on their vacation. So, and then maybe some college students who can do it, work right through. Yes, and it's the
now,
key
do you
is
have a contact with colleges that have agricultural students nearby there who you have asked to see if they wanted to can you intern?
No, we've tried that. They get better internships. They're in college. They get offered big money to work for corporations during the summer. We had a brother here who, when he finished high school, he came here. When he was a senior in high school, he came here after he graduated. And then as he graduated from high school that fall, he was able to get into the college, Abraham Baldwin Agricultural College, not far from here. However, he was offered an internship that paid him some big money. So you can't, once they go to college, you can't get them because the corporations go offer big money, and we can't compete with that.
I see. I'm not going to take up more time, but we want you back on open mic, brother, to answer some other questions about Commonomics, too. But that's later.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your questions, and I hope that you're going to follow up on that, and let's make it happen. Like I said,
we're going to call you.
Okay, great.
We're going to call you. Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Carol. And we have another caller that's been waiting patiently in the queue. Caller with the last four digits, 8222. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Linda Nzinga Muhammad, and I'm calling from California. I was originally in Washington, D.C., Miles 4, under the leadership of Dr. Aleem Muhammad. So basically, I moved to Washington. And I mean to California from Washington. And the sister before me answered, gosh, she asked all the right questions and then some. So I really don't have too much more to ask because she really, she asked some great questions. So basically, I just want to know, let you all know I'm interested, strongly focused on that, moving to that area. So I will talk to Dr. Ridgely. I've talked to you briefly about it. So that's all I have to say. It just sounds great.
Well, Sister Linda, can we ask you a couple of questions?
Certainly.
So what is your biggest challenge in deciding whether or not to move to live closer to the farm?
There's no challenge. I mean, when you say challenge, what do you mean? I mean, because that could cover quite a few things. What are you speaking of, the challenge?
Well,
I'm retired.
Okay, what's preventing you from coming now?
Nothing's preventing. I just need to plan to do it. And find out and just definitely convince myself to do it. Basically, I want to know I need to visit at least one time before I make my permanent decision. I can't not visit and come
up
there. And I have a friend of mine that I'm talking with. Her name is Sister Shabazz, and she went up there one time, and her and I are conversing back and forth. So I'm talking to a few people that are up there, that they have gone up there, that have visited, and it sounds like something I could do. Now I'm retired now from the, and when I say retired, meaning I am retired from the state now, so basically I don't have an income problem. I mean, I'm not rich, but I could transfer my income as long as the devil decides to still give it to me till he cut it off, you know.
Well, that's
how I look at it.
The key, sister, is what you said. You got to come, you got to visit one time before you make the decision.
See. Yes.
You know, that's what you got to tell everybody. You know, you just don't move up and move to someplace without coming and checking it out. So, yeah, you got to come and check it out first.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I will. And that's, inshallah, that is what I'm going to do. That's the next thing. I was wanting the things I wanted to talk to you about, but I are you and your wife, and I basically will call you again when it's convenient and talk to you about. But the sister asked all the key questions. I was thinking of prefab housing, but have you ever heard of prefab housing?
Yeah. Well, you see, there's a couple of things that are going on. Now, what she asked about was temporary housing, okay?
Right.
For people to visit, right? All right. That's what she was talking about. Now, in terms of permanent housing, there is a sister, Katina. She was on earlier. She's working with people who are trying to do permanent housing, either, or renting or buying, buying properties or buying land and building.
Yeah.
You know, people who want to buy land and build, we suggest that you rent first. You understand?
Yeah. That makes sense.
That you rent first. Because, and there's another reason why you rent first, too. You rent first, she's not on the line right now because they're coming back. But I think once you hit 3 years, you qualify for rural development money. And the rural development money is like 3% money.
Okay.
To buy or build. You see what I'm saying? So.
Oh, yes.
Again, yeah. So if you come and you rent and then get residency, then you get that 3% money. If you come and rent, you can buy the land and start building and build it, you understand, as you go and pay for it as you go and then move into it once it's finished being paid for. You know, there's a couple of options you can do. But if you got the money, you can just find something that's already built and buy it. But of course now the interest rate, I don't know what the interest rate is going to be, but the cheaper rate would be if you go rural development, but you got to have residency in the state of Georgia for 3 years, I believe, before you qualify for that. Okay.
Okay. That sounds good. Oh, wow.
That's why you get the book from Brother Carlton. You got the book yet? Get the book.
I hear you.
You know, get the book. The what's the name of the book, Brother Carlton? The workbook.
It's the Time to Leave Workbook, Separation Preparation Workbook.
How much is that? How much is that? What is it? What's the price on that? I want that.
Okay, it's $20, and you can order it at our. Have you gone to our website?
Yes, I have. I did a couple of times. Yeah.
Yeah, timetoleave.us, and there's a menu choice that says products. You can order the book, T-shirts, and buttons.
Okay, it's not GoFundMe and stuff, is it?
It's timetoleave.us.
Okay, and then I order it, and could they take it? Will they take the money out of the credit card that I have?
You can use a credit card, or you can use a debit card, either one. Or you can use PayPal,
okay,
whatever works for you.
That's good, because I don't work well with PayPal. They've been ripping folks off with that. So I'm just a little afraid of
the car works fine.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, well, that's good to know. And the name of the book again?
There's only one book there. It's a separation preparation workbook.
Okay, I'm going to get that. I'm definitely going to order that. Thank you very much. You've answered my questions. And that sounds great about the renting for 3 years, that sounds pretty good. That put a different slant on things for me. That's great. And what the kind of another concern I'm not, you know, about housing there, I know they have weather challenges up there. So I would think that somebody would want housing that's actually made of bricks because we can get away with. Being in California,
and of course,
we can't.
Of course, sister, of course, in California, you don't have any weather challenges there.
No, we have earthquake challenges and fire challenges, but we don't. But actually, the fires are all right now, for now, is in predominantly white neighborhoods. Not saying I want them to get burned out or anything like that, but it doesn't affect us, the black folks. As much as it does them.
That really is affecting Los Angeles and Oakland.
Yeah, but it's still up in the hills where the richer or the well-off people are living. I'm not saying it's all, there's some black folks up there, but most of them that are getting burned up or, shall I say, getting affected is Caucasians more than us. And those of us that are up there with them, it's up in the hills, and it's up in the out in the fields,
well,
in the mountain area.
Well, to me, I think that's good that it's only mostly in the white areas that Allah would burn them up to warn y'all to get the hell out before you stick the whole thing.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Get the hell out of there, you know, and I mean that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We know California eventually is going to go. We know that. So why hang around to me? Those fires, I bet you they're being caused by the ground shifting and sparking, stones sparking and starting those fires.
Right. And we're on the fault, too.
Yeah, look, that place is going, and I think Allah is very merciful. He's smoking y'all out first.
Yes, he is. I believe that. I know that. You know, all praise is due to God that I got getting the warnings that we to get out of there. So
it's giving y'all a chance. It's giving y'all a chance to get your trailer together and you load your stuff up and get the hell out. It's giving y'all a chance.
I believe that. You know, that's what I was talking about because it's on fire now. When we have fire, as long as I've been living in California, and I was born and bred here. You know, when I left and went to Washington, D.C., but we've had fires every year.
Right.
Every year. I mean,
ain't no water there. They got to bring the water in from the Colorado River through canals because there's no water there.
Yes.
You don't have enough rainwater and moisture. Of course, you're going to have fires. There ain't no water there.
Yes. You're right. as a drought was going on too. Also, we have droughts.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
it's
the only reason you got water in Southern California is they bring it in from the Colorado River outside the state.
Yes, and we have a dam up here that might just break and flood everything.
Well,
so
you know, again, it's a very shaky situation. That's all I got to say.
Imagine
an earthquake come and crack that dam, it's over. So, I mean, you know, I think Allah is merciful. He's smoking y'all out.
Yeah, I'm an earthquake survivor. I was quite young when we had the last earthquake, and there were people that actually they died. So I've survived, you know, actually two. One I remember and one I don't remember. So I was quite young, but yeah, it's time to go. Time to leave. Time to dodge. So anyway, I'm not gonna hold up everything because I know you got another caller on the line. So thank you for all that. You know, I've got a lot of good information, and I'm going to order that book. And praise be to Allah. I'll be talking to you, Dr. Ridgely, and your wife. And thank
you. Yes.
Salaam alaikum.
Thank you, Sister Linda.
You're welcome.
So now we have an open queue. Anybody that's listening, if you like what comments that our callers had, or you have an opportunity to ask Dr. Ridgely a question directly, push 1 on your phone to be in the queue, because right now our queue is open. You'd be the first one to ask a question. So it's interesting, Dr. Ridgely, the sister, sounds like she's very interested to coming and exploring and visiting Muhammad Farm. So Allah willing, she'll get here maybe Founders Day, and she'll like what she sees, and she'll go ahead and make her mind up. And we got Sister Katina, looks like she wants to talk. So let me bring Sister Katina in. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Katina.
Wa alaikum salam. Yes, sir, Brother Corson. I just wanted to say something with regard to what the last caller was asking. One, as it relates to the structure, there are brick home structures in the area of the town or Terrell County. So there are they're not all manufactured homes. They're not all modular homes. There are brick homes. And that's why when Dr. Ridgely talks about renting, there are areas that have houses already that are on the market that people can rent, as he said. There's also, and the Land and Market Committee is working on putting together a document to be able to be on the Time to Leave website that lets you know the different programs. One of them, Dr. Ridgely just mentioned, but there are others that would allow you to purchase sooner and that type of thing. So we're working on that, like your USDA loans, and they're very low interest rates and things like that. So we're working on that, and hopefully we plan to have that together by the end of the week. But I just wanted to let, you know, kind of put it out there that they're not just manufactured homes. If you want land, then yeah, you put a manufactured home on it. But Terrell County, which is the county the doctor is specifically talking about, has, you know, brick home structures, has frame home structures, or what we call site-built homes. So, you know,
we
know that there are other dwellings out there.
Right. Yeah, most of the homes are, brick and stick-built. In other words, it's not a majority motor home park, okay? And matter of fact, the older white people are dying out, and they got some seriously nice built homes around here. Seriously nice built homes. And then some of them, antebellum homes, you know, they're wood homes,
yep,
but they are sturdy.
With the columns.
They got the columns. I mean, you got to come here and see this. I mean, I've been down here for 23 years, and I've been trying to get the black folks up north and out west to come on down here and see this. You can sell what you got where you at and buy 3 of them, okay?
That's
you can
true.
Sell the homes that you got up north or out west and buy 3 down here.
That's right.
Okay? And see how much money left over. Come on now.
That's right.
Now, you know, but it's going to change as they see that we're moving. They'll, you know, because we were talking about it, we were promoting it, they're listening, and so the price is going to go up, so make your moves. Well, we've been trying to tell people on the download to make the move, but ain't nobody making a move because they're comfortable. Well, Allah is putting the fire on behind. He's also the violence and all that type of crazy stuff and shutting down schools up in Chicago. Okay. So he's forcing the issue now. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the place to come. Everybody has been going to Atlanta. And when they go to Atlanta, they get in these neighborhoods that are just being built. And the 2x4s that these houses are being built with are not even 2x4s anymore. They're really straw
that's
houses.
True.
Okay.
That's right.
and they'll blow away in a minute. The roof will blow off that sucker in a minute. But they get a lot of money for it because everybody, they feel comfortable by going to the big city. And now they go in there and they still can't get around because of the traffic. You know, come on, y'all. They're scared. Everybody's got an engram about the South, you know. Yes, there used to be violence down here. But I guarantee you there's more violence where you is than it is down here. Plus now we got black sheriffs down here. We got black sheriffs. Ever since I've been here, we've had a black sheriff. Head of the police department is black. The mayor is black in both cities. The school board is black. The superintendent is black. You know, and Terrell High has one of the highest graduation rates in the whole state of Georgia, Terrell High School. So, you know, this is not the backwoods, barefoot and pregnant cracker with a gun spitting tobacco place that it used to be 40, 50, 60 years ago. All right? But it is a lot of, you know, it's people already moving. You know, I run into them all the time. I be selling papers, and brother come up and say, Assalamu alaikum, give me $5, $10 on the download. They out there, what they call that, on the sabbatical. You know, they hiding out. But that's cool. They done found their way out of the big city and coming down here, all praise due to Allah. So we just telling people, come on now. Come on down here and you can see for yourself. It ain't what it used to be or what they projected to be. You can make
that's
heaven
right.
for yourself if you decide to, and especially if we come in groups. Okay? But we can back
that's
each
right.
other up. Okay?
And on that note, we have another caller who wants to ask a question. Caller with the last four digits, 1498. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Melva. right now
Welcome
I'm in Islam. California. How's my family doing down there?
Fine,
we're doing
ma'am.
Fine.
You know, I know. I love it down there. You know, you know, for all the believers that are scared of the South, let me tell you something about Brownwood. It is the most peacefulest, beautifulest place I have ever come to. You know, our family moved from Oakland and came down to Brownwood. And in coming down there, I have seen and have worked with Sister Ann and Dr. Ridgely in the community. Now, most may think that it's nothing but Hicktown. No. It is beautiful, and the people, they receive you well. They receive you well. This is a place that you can do for self, and I do mean do for self. Build a community, a righteous, a community that will thrive, but you got to let go and separate, seriously. Up here, you can't pay for nothing. I'm up here right now, and I know what it costs to buy or even rent up here. It's crazy. You can't get nothing. But if you go down there, and I'm talking to the single sisters. You can't come down here by yourself. Two or three of you get together. You can come down here and buy some land, a house, and you will enjoy it. Rent, like Dr. Ridgely says. Rent for 3 years so that you can do something. But if you're if for some reason you can buy land, do so. Do so. But you have to come down and see for yourself. Don't do that on the phone or internet and all that. No, you have to see it. It's something that you have to feel. I'm telling you, Brownwood, Terrell County, Dawson, all that, that's pretty. And the houses you would love. You would love, and mainly you'd love the people. The people, they're waiting for you. They are truly waiting for you. I'll be back down there, and I'll be back down there in the community working.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much, Sister Melva.
You're welcome.
Any more last comments or questions? Okay. Yes, ma'am. So now you got a testimony. Anyone who has any misconceptions of living here in the South, you've heard it from someone who's lived here already. She wants to come back. So one of my reasons for coming here and why I was able to overcome any apprehensions I may have had, Muhammad's Farms, if I recall, if I understand correctly, Dr. Ridgely, is other than Mosque Maryam, it's one of our most valuable assets as a nation. Is that correct?
Well, it is.
Yeah, and so it's like the way I see it is, yeah. If it's one of our most valuable, yeah, and so it's like, you know, how we talk about getting farmland and getting more assets, you know, if we're not really, you know, valuing what we have already, how can we get blessed with more?
That's right. It's a no-brainer, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, you know, those of you who, you know, love the nation and, you know, and want to see it thrive, we'd love to have you come down. And so, once again, the best times to come is around Founders Day and also our new weed pulling festival. This will be our second annual.
That's right. Coming up in May.
Yes, so callers, anyone else that's on the line, if you have any questions or want to make a comment, the queue is now open. You can go ahead and push one to ask a question or make a comment. Other than that, you've heard from Dr. Ridgely, Sister Katina, and, you know, we are actively trying to make an example. We're trying to build a prototype of a Muslim community, something that we can show to our people in general. This is one of the benefits of being a Muslim and joining the Nation of Islam is that we actually are building something and we are actually building a community that we can control. So we've gone beyond the rhetoric and we're trying to actually do this. And so if this is one of the things that you see yourself doing is in a pioneering spirit, please come on and contact us on this show, contact us on our Facebook page. And, contact us at timetoleave.us, and we will be more than happy to answer your questions and to you know, share any information. So if there's not any more questions or comments, Dr. Richard, do you have any closing comments?
Well, Sister Ann just got back from her little what you call that? Anyway. So I was going to let her comment in terms of what it was like just going on their little excursion as a group of sisters from Broadwood.
Well, before we do that, someone just pushed a button. I'm going to go ahead and let them ask their question because they just pushed the button. Call her with the last four digits, 0539. What's your name and where are you calling from? Caller with the last four digits, 0539. What is your name and where are you calling from? Yes, sir, Dr. Ridgely. So just go ahead. You can let Sister Ann talk.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, ma'am.
I just returned from our closest farmer's market that offers most of what myself and Sister Majida like to purchase at a farmer's market. So we went this morning, had an all-day event there. She visiting family, her mother, grandson, granddaughter, and daughter, and we just had a wonderful time. And they also experienced what my husband and I experienced, the growing number of black people who are shopping at this farmer's market that carries more vegetables than anything else. So it's a wonderful trend to see. I was listening to some of the conversations of some of the people who were shopping there today, and I could tell that it's a new experience for them. One group, two black females, one was explaining to the other how all of the herbs are priced, and they have them all the time, and she should come again and find herbs. And I was in their restaurant where they cook fresh food out of the market itself. Everything is made fresh there by people who can really cook, other than pork and things we're used to eating. And a couple of ladies came and looked at the buffet line and remarked at how beautiful it was, and, oh, yeah, we have to come back. We have to come back when we can just sit down and eat dinner. So it's a growing trend of black people, especially here in the South that I'm seeing, that are now looking at a better choice of food and a better way of eating other than the traditional slave food that we still call ourselves honoring our ancestors by eating. But we are dishonoring them because they did it out of necessity. We are doing it out of ignorance. So we had a beautiful day together, and as my husband said, this is the kind of thing that we can do when we are among other believers. We can do excursions and just have a beautiful time of fellowship and just enjoying each other's company and just being relaxed in doing it. So we're back, we're safe, and all praise be to Allah. We got what we needed, and now it's time to enjoy some of the bounties of what we brought back. Thank you so much.
Oh, praise be to Allah. Yes, ma'am. Well, we're glad you made it back safely. And let's see. Looks like we have another caller. Caller with the last four digits, 0539. What is your name and where are you calling from? 0539. Okay. And Sister Gare, did you have a comment? 4677. Okay.
Yes, I do. I'm in here actually looking out my back window, and my neighbor has a little backyard garden. So I was just thinking about how, like, it's been a lot of rain this August. I'm in the East Coast, up around Philadelphia. So have you seen any kind of agricultural changes in the field and the fruits and vegetables? Is weather and climate having any type of impact on the growth process or anything? Or
well, down here, Sister, yes, this summer we had a lot of rain in the spring, and then we had a lot of sunshine, and now we have rain again. But it's been great for our watermelons. It was great for our watermelons. Perfect for our watermelons. Now, we're noticing that the cotton is doing very well in terms of growth. There's a lot of rain, and so the bushes are growing. However, it could be a bad season for cotton because they actually may grow too much up and the prices may drop because of all this rain. In other words, you have the it's called upland cotton, which is rain fed, and you have the other cotton that they run irrigation on top of the rain. Everything is looking great. However, they didn't plant soybeans because of the situation with China. So they plant a lot of cotton. I believe that when cotton season is harvested this time, that the price is going to drop out of cotton. We'll see. But otherwise, the other crops are fine.
Oh, thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Islam. Well, the calls, are you still there?
I'm sorry, my cord keeps
yes,
coming
sir,
in
am.
And out.
You still there, Brother Carlson?
Yes, sir. I'm still here, sir. Can you
okay.
hear me?
Well, yeah, I hear you now. Okay. So,
yes, sir. The last 3 minutes. So next week, the Sister Mary and the Self-Sustainability Task Force will be hosting the show. So we're looking forward to Sister Mary and Sister Sharon's show next week. So you want to make sure you all tune in. If you are wanting to get tips on how to be efficient in self-sustainability and how to be efficient in terms of your water usage, your land usage, your electricity, and how to get off the grid, next week's show is the show to tune in because that task force will be holding it. So once again, we want to thank you for tuning in. And for more information, you can go to our Facebook page, Time to Leave, and you can go to our website, timetoleave.us. And we want to thank you all for listening. Assalamu alaikum.
Won't you let me? Won't you help me? Won't you help me understand your
bigness?
Lord, I've really been real stressed, down and out, losing ground.
Yeah.
Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic.
Mm.
Brothers and sisters be messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone.
Alone.
I never at once felt so alone.
Alone.
I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel, not just my fifth tire.
Down to Peachtree. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes!
Now I see the importance of history. While my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain by brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. like me without the enlightenment of all my folks. He said, cause I set myself on a quest for truth, and he was there to quench my thirst, but I am still thirsty. Lord, allow me to drink some more. He said, what I am searching for,